This morning, I just want to say two things that will end up forming a loop. They lead into each other. It's kind of a circular two things. It's not a linear two things. The first is a word to us, something that we might hear. And the second is a word about God, about who God is and what God is like, where God is, that kind of thing. So something for us, something about God, and they'll kind of form a loop. So first, a word to us. It's important to remember that when we read the Gospels, the disciples in general are meant to represent disciples in general. So when we read about the disciples, it's very, very easy to read us into the story. So do that continually. And then this is especially true of Peter, who kind of acts as the representative disciple, both in the story itself and for all disciples. So when we read Peter doing something, read yourself doing that. And that's I think that it's meant to do that, the way the story is written. So the disciples are us. They are in a boat on the water. And remember, this is very, very important. Water in the Bible, bodies of water, big lakes, oceans, and seas, are scary, dangerous places. They're the realm of monsters. Actually, that's a really good analogy. If you think about the movie Moana, the realm of monsters is kind of the ocean, the deep. That's how scary that place is in the context of the culture of those who wrote the Bible. So they're on a boat on the water, which is a frightening place. Fear, monsters, the unknown, the abyss. There's a strong headwind. They are battered by waves. They are terrified. They're so frightened that they scream. And here we can just pause and say, can you relate? And some of you are laughing and some of you are crying. And of course we can relate. The analogy of facing a strong headwind and being battered by the waves and being terrified so much so that we scream seems like just our lives these days. They're in a rough place. We're in a rough place. Fear and unknown and frustrated and feeling alone. In the midst of this, where they were and where we are, Jesus speaks to them. And these words of Christ echo across the eons, into the distant past and into the far future and right now to us. Hear again the gospel of the Lord. Then Jesus spoke to them, be encouraged. It's me. Don't be afraid. So the first thing for us to hear this morning is a word to us, these words of Jesus. Jesus saying to you and to me in the midst of our trouble, be encouraged. It's me. Don't be afraid. Second thing is a word about God. There's some interesting high Christology. Theologians will talk about high Christology. High Christology, low Christology. High Christology means we're thinking about Jesus as God. Low Christology means we're thinking about God as human. But there's high Christology in this passage. The disciples worship Jesus at the very end of it, and you only worship God. And so this is kind of equating Jesus and God. When Jesus says, be encouraged, it's me, don't be afraid. The it's me in the Common English Bible in Greek sounds a whole lot like God's name that is given, the God's proper name that God reveals in the Old Testament that we sometimes translate as the great I am. It's me, I am. So when Jesus says that, he says it in a way that really sounds like he's saying God's name. So all that to say, in this passage, I think it's pretty legitimate to think about Jesus as God in this passage. So the thing I want us to focus on is the location of Jesus. What does this say about God? Where is Jesus in this passage? Well, in the walking in the water part, Jesus is in the storm. He is on the water. He is walking through the waves that are battering the disciples. He is walking through the wind. He is trampling on the abyss itself. He's walking through the waves, trampling on the abyss itself. In all the struggles of our time, in the wind and the waves and the abyss, where is God? There is God, walking through the waves and the wind and trampling on the abyss. And then this is where the two things, so the thing about us, be encouraged, it's me, don't be afraid. The thing about God that I want us to hold on to is that God is right in the middle of the storm, right there. Right where it seems the most trouble-filled and hopeless, where the wind is strongest and the waves are tallest, there is God. And here's where the circle is formed, because not only is God there in the storm, trampling on the abyss, but God calls us out of safety onto the water. Calls us to where God is in the storm, trampling the abyss. Which means that if we follow, that we will be in the waves and the wind and sometimes sinking into the abyss like Peter was. And the only thing that can save us is God reaching out and grabbing us. But that's right where God wants us to be. And the abyss, the wind, and the waves, they're all analogies for doing the work of justice in the world, where it's messy and dangerous, and where we will sink, and we will not know which way to go, and we're confused because of the storm and the wind. And God calls us onto the water and says to us, be encouraged, it's me, don't be afraid, come out where I am. And when we go out to where God is, we'll be in the storm and we'll be afraid and there'll be trouble. And so God will have to rescue us and grab our hand and say to us, it's me. Be encouraged. Don't be afraid. And there's a circular loop because God is God out in the storm. And God is God calling us out in the storm, which means we'll be out in the storm and we'll be afraid. It'll be sinking. And we'll need to hear the words, be encouraged. It's me. Don't be afraid. Even when we feel like we're sinking and there's no hope. And God continues to say, come out into the storm and we'll sink. And he'll have to say, it's me. Be encouraged. Don't be afraid. And then we'll go and then we'll sink and we won't know what to do. And it's just this loop again and again and again and again. There's a word to us to be encouraged, to don't be afraid. There's a word about God, that God is in the storm, calling us out to where God is. And when we're in the storm, Jesus says, be encouraged. It's me. Don't be afraid. Now come further in where I am. Lord God, would you help to encourage us when we are full of fear, when we're full of anger, when we don't know what to say, when we want to give up, when we're sinking into the abyss. God, can we hear your words echo through time? Be encouraged, it's me, don't be afraid. And when we want to seek safety and hide in the boat and shelter, help us to hear your words echo through time. Come out on the water in the storm where it's messy and deep and dangerous, and be encouraged because I am there. Don't be afraid. Help us to hear that and to really be encouraged and to have the courage to walk where you are. We pray all of this in the name of the God who liberated Israel from slavery, in the name of the God who sets the captives free, in the name of the God who tramples on the abyss and calls us to do the same. Amen.